You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Drinks with Johnny Thirsty Thursday podcast. Hope you guys are doing well, and thanks for being here. What's going on this week? Well, this weekend I had a really good time with my family. Had a great vacation. We went out to Legoland, took my five-year-old son there. He had an absolute blast. We stayed the night. Actually stayed in the hotel, the castle there, one of the nights. Pretty cool room. The food was not my favorite, but you know what? It was all for the kid. He had an absolute blast. And we had fun in turn, of course. Got him on some roller coasters. I mean, you guys who are parents out there living in Southern California or just visiting, go check out Legoland if your kids, I don't know, from the ages of probably 3, 4 to about 9 years old. Try to go on a Wednesday or Thursday. We went on Wednesday and Thursday. Not a single fucking line. I mean, my son was able to ride one of the roller coasters 5 times in a row. That's a little insight for you to the weekend. Then we got to go, I got to go to this place, Encinitas, just south of Carlsbad, California. Stayed on the cliff there, overlooking the water, did some yoga, did some surfing. It was fucking beautiful, man. I think I've got the bug for surfing again. It's been quite a few years since I've been consistently surfing, so I think I'm going to get back into it this summer, make some time for that. It's going to be, it's really good for me actually to get back out in that water. It feels really good. Speaking of surfing, we talked to another guy who's from California, grew up surfing here, Russ Rankin, earlier this week. That episode dropped. If you haven't, for whatever reason, listened to that episode already, make sure you head over into the archive, listen to Russ Rankin and so many others. I mean, Russ is a really good dude in a great band, Good Riddance. Which unfortunately looks like they had to cancel a few shows earlier this week as well. And that's a bummer for everyone. I'm sure they'll make up for that. I'll be asking Russ about that in just a second. But outside of Good Riddance, there's the other band that he's in with Bill Stevenson, or has been. And I'm going to see if I could get him to try and bring that group back together, because Only Crime with Bill Stevenson and Russ Rankin and a few other punk rock dudes, just a great fucking band. They got 3 albums out. Go check them out anywhere you stream your music. Absolutely big fan over here of them. Other news we got going on here at Drinks with Johnny. We're going to be going to Vegas next week, guys. We're going to be there for 5 days hanging out with some of the guys in AEW, All Elite Wrestling. They've got their filming for Dynamite, Rampage, and of course, the pay-per-view, Double or Nothing. We're going to be hanging out all week in Vegas with some of those guys. And already talked to my buddy Darby Allin, going to be reaching out to him when we're out there hanging out. Chris Jericho said he's going to be out there for a few days. I saw him a couple weeks ago. Gonna be hanging out with him. Probably hit up a few other guys. Maybe Malachi will be around to hang as well. So be on the lookout for that. If anyone's going out there, let us know on Twitter. That's just Drinks with Johnny. Tag us in there. Let us know you're going to be out there. Maybe we'll say hey. But, you know, again, we're going back to this week's guest in Russ Rankin. I'm about to give him a call. We talked a little bit about hockey in the episode, and we were really rooting for the Kings. But unfortunately, this weekend, they fell to the Edmonton Oilers. Congratulations to Edmonton Oilers, by the way. I have always had a great time when visiting Edmonton. I believe we played that arena that they just took the 7-game victory in. So happy for them. Bummed for my Kings, but they're a young team, and hopefully they'll come back next year. As I said, we're going to follow up with Russ right now. I'm going to get him on the phone and see how he's feeling, see what's going on with this COVID stuff, and what he's looking for now in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Russ? How are you?
Hey, John. Doing okay, man.
Where are you at right now?
We are driving
where? I'm sorry, you broke up there.
We're on our way to Canada.
Ooh, we're going to cross the border.
Yes, sir.
So I saw real quick, as I know you guys are on the road right now since the last time we talked, you guys had to cancel some shows due to some COVID protocol. How's everyone doing in your camp?
Everybody's good. Yeah, we're back on track.
Back on track. That's good. Are you guys going to be able to make up those shows later down the road, or have you talked about that yet?
Not sure. I mean, we'd love to, but it really just depends on the schedule and stuff.
So, do you, if you don't mind me asking, was there someone in your camp that got coronavirus, or just like close contact, or anything like that? Or can you talk a little bit more on that, or are you guys kind of keeping that close to the vest?
Close to the vest. That's all right.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Everyone's gotta manage this thing their own way, right? Another thing I wanted to ask you about, though, on this follow-up, the episode from that we recorded a couple weeks ago just dropped on Monday, and a lot of people got a lot of great feedback of us talking about Only Crime. A lot of people wanting to hear you guys get back together.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, even since the conversation, I'd only listened to, about half of one of the records of Only Crime and was really stoked by the time we talked. And then now I've been able to go back and listen to all three records. It's just so good, man. You gotta get Bill Stevenson on the horn and see if you guys can put that back together for some shows, man, because I gotta see it.
I would love to do that.
I hope the chances are really good. So you guys, you're about to cross the border in about how long here?
Oh, probably sometime this evening.
Sometime.
We've got a ways to go.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. We were talking a little bit about hockey in our conversation. At the time, the Kings were still in it, going up against the Edmonton Oilers, and then this past Saturday, that Game 7, man, they did not have a good showing.
I think that their goalie played all right. I just think they couldn't score anything. I think the Edmonton goalie was too good.
Yeah, no, all that, and I mean, they didn't have very many shots on goal. It didn't seem like they could control the puck very well there.
No, I think Edmonton wanted it more.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Brando here. Haven't been around for a while because I am busy. You know, I'm working 5 jobs to feed 10 kids, and when it comes to dinner, I'm just looking for an easy way out. But there is a great thing that I have found to make my day a little easier. Factor Meals. Right now, I've got a black pepper and sage pork chop. I'm going to eat it right here on air with you because I want you to hear in real time how good this thing really is. So it's got a nice little sauce on it, nice grill marks. Like, this thing is ready to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Shoot. This is some quality pork right here. The nice thing is, it's healthy. The amount of protein in this meal is broken down for me on the side of the package. I don't even have to worry about it. I know once I eat this whole thing, my macros are going to be in balance. This is what I need. This is good. Oh my God. It took 2 minutes for me to microwave this thing. All I had to do was sign up. Meals get shipped right to my house every week. They have a wide selection to choose from. Dude, they had dual crusted chicken. They had chili. You want to check it out? Head over to factormeals.com/drinkswithj50. And use code DRINKSWITHJ50 to get 50% off. That's code DRINKSWITHJ50 at factormeals.com/DRINKSWITHJ50 to get 50% off. Yeah, I know, it's a mouthful, but so is this meal. So I'm going to keep eating it because, man, this is good.
Yeah, it definitely seemed that way. So where's your guys' first show in Canada, speaking of Edmonton and the Oilers?
We'll be in London, Ontario.
London, Ontario. Okay, cool. Yeah. Are you going to be able to, are you going to be in any vicinity of any of these teams, the Calgary or Edmonton, that are still in the Cup?
That's way out west in Alberta.
Gotcha.
So we'll not be anywhere near any playoff hockey, but definitely be watching, keeping track of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to. Have you started any of these shows yet for Good Riddance yet, or was those the first couple that were canceled? Were those the first little bit of the run here?
No, we were able to play. It was rad, and then we had to stop, and that sucked.
Yeah, I guess that's the end of the story there. It was great, it was rad, and then we had to stop, and it sucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who are you guys out on the road with right now?
We're with War on Women, and then we had a few different bands also playing as second support before War of Women. For instance, in Brooklyn, we had a really cool band called Teenage Halloween playing. This Canadian band called Turtle Youth. We'll be playing some shows. So we did a pretty good job of like picking bands that we liked that we also thought were sort of up and coming and could draw some people. And then, of course, War and Women, we know them. And I think they're a great fit for us. And they're doing great on their own anyway. So it's a good package.
That's awesome. And what was the two other bands that you said there?
Brutal Youth are from Canada. And then in Brooklyn, we played with a band called Teenage Halloween, who are from that area.
That's an interesting name.
They were great. Yeah, they reminded me a lot of Husker Du, like in the best ways. And I definitely recommend checking them out.
Wow, Teenage Halloween. I definitely got to check them out. And Brutal Youth? Brutal Youth, what are they like?
They're hard to explain, but it reminds me of older punk and hardcore, kind of throwback style.
Right on. And I'm really excited to check out some new bands. My finger's so far from the pulse. I don't know about you, Russ, but like as I got older, I just like the newer bands that come up. I don't know. I don't know why, but I'm just not hip to. There's so much out there, and I know there's great music out there. I'm just not hip to finding it, I guess, these days. But you're
No, you're right, dude. It gets harder, and the way that people find music has changed. So I'm grateful for Apple Music, for example. Like it kind of knows the stuff I like, and it will suggest things to me, like bands that I've never heard of.
Right.
But because it knows what I like, and it knows that those bands have some of those elements, it will throw. It's like having a buddy make you a new mixtape. You know what I mean? Back in the day, that might be before your time, Johnny. But
oh no, we had mix CDs in my day.
Yeah. So mixtape. When I was younger, like it was mixtapes. Like dude, you're gonna love this.
Yeah.
Because your friends know what you like, and so. When you can get onto like Apple Music and if you're good about it, like telling Apple Music, like, hey, I like this, I don't like this, like you're gonna get cool stuff when it throws playlists at you or suggestions. And I've discovered a lot of cool music that way.
Stuff
that I loved instantly but never heard of before.
Dude, that's really smart. I don't think I've ever actually used that function on my Apple Music. I got to start using it now. Because you're right. I mean, things have changed in how you find it. I mean, like as you said, like either the mixtapes or mix CDs, you know, like as I said, when I was a kid, it was like just those blank CDs that we'd burn, you know, me and my friends would burn our favorite songs onto and then share. Yeah. And then, of course, how I found Good Riddance when I was, a little younger was from those fat compilations, too. I mean, that was another thing, like the record... mostly the independents were the ones that I would find it from all those compilations, and they don't bother doing anything like that anymore. I guess that's just probably playlists, right?
Yeah, it's playlists and stuff like that. When we were starting to roll in the 90s, the fat comps were huge. There was also a compilation called Punk Sucks that it seemed like every band that was out then, including us, got on. And that became a lot of people's introduction to our band and a lot of other bands. Also, we were able to get onto some surf videos and skate videos. Back then, that was another way that people got exposed to you. But I don't know that if it's like that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a surf or skate video in a very long time either. But I'm glad you brought that up.
The same.
Yeah, I mean, anytime I do see some surf videos on YouTube or whatever, it's predominantly you got some reggae or some acoustic guitar in the back. Not like when we were growing up, it was all the fast punk or anything like that. But I'm glad you brought up surfing, dude, because I just got back from a vacation after we talked, and I was in Encinitas, just south of Carlsbad, and I found I was at this surf point, Grandview. And it got me back in, man. I'm like, we were talking, and I hadn't surfed in a while, just as recently as a couple weeks ago when we were talking. And now I'm like, every morning I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to get back out there.
That's awesome.
We got to surf sometime, man. That's what I'm getting at. One of these times when you're not on the road, I'm not on the road.
Totally down.
If we're crossing paths even at the same place. We just rent a couple boards and get out there.
Wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure you're subscribed and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, head over to drinkswithjohnny.com and become a premium member. You'll get to enjoy unreleased clips from your favorite guests, discounts on merchandise in our shop, and access to our private Discord server where you can chat one-on-one with Johnny Christ himself.
Awesome!
So stay tuned, stay thirsty, and stay filthy as fuck.
Totally down.
That would be a lot of fun, man. All right, man. Well, I know you're on the road right now. You're getting ready to cross the border. Probably got a bunch of other stuff to go through. So I appreciate the time, man. We'll keep in touch, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm gonna end this podcast playing an Only Crime song, if that's all right with you. Do you have a favorite pick, or you want me to just go with one?
Well, my favorite song on the last album we did, Pursuance, is called Absolution. So roll that one.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna leave the fans here with a little Absolution from Only Crime. Thanks again, Russ. We'll keep in touch, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thanks, Johnny. Take care.
All right, bye. Well, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in this Thirsty Thursday. It was great to catch back up with Russ. Happy to share that. It sounds like we're going to have a little budding friendship there, which is always good. That's what I love doing, this podcast. You know, the great conversations, getting to know people, and just kind of making new friends, new acquaintances, whatever you want to call it, and along the way. I'm a pretty friendly guy, and I just enjoy meeting people, making other people happy. You guys have made me happy by allowing me to have this audience to speak to, so I really appreciate you guys. We got a lot of great guests coming up in the next couple weeks. I could probably announce which one's coming up on Monday, which is going to be Doc Coyle of Bad Wolves, and previously of God Forbid. He also has the X-Men podcast, where he just talked to one of his bandmates in the Wedding Band, Robert Trujillo. That's a great episode. You're not going to want to miss that. They're also on the same podcast network, which is the STM podcast network, also part of the Evergreen podcast network that this show is also on. That was a whole lot to say there, but Doc Coyle and I go back freaking pretty much the very beginning of me joining Avenged Sevenfold in 2002-2003, when he was out with God Forbid. And they had taken Avenged out BC, before Christ, and after, we played a Vegas skate park together, and that was my first introduction to Doc. So we cover all that stuff and so much more. Talk about Bad Wolves and what they're doing, and their progression as a band, and what they got coming down the pipe. So be on the lookout for that one. Make sure you're following the podcast, heading over to all of our social media and drinkswithjohnny.com. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you at least look at what we got going for our Filthy Animal members. That's the Filthy Animal family with a Discord. We're going to be going once a month. I go live and just have a video chat with all the members that can make it. As well as like daily chats, obviously. A lot of fun stuff there. Bonus material, early and ad-free. That's all at the drinkswithjohnny.com website under the members tab. So I guess that's it for this week. Until next time, as always, cheers.
And at the apogee we find we're all the same.
somehow break ourselves of this decay as we endeavor on this way. Endeavor on this way, we rise and fall. When your faith is real, there's only so much swept away.
When I look down,
whose hands come clean? When we wash our from the bitter winds of your despair, seems all that we ever do brings sadness. Make believe nobody cares. When your faith is real, there's only so much swept away.
When I look down,
whose hands come clean? When we wash our
Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real, honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.